Today's Shir is Masech Demayikot and Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tez Zayin with Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amr Tan Chum Bered Rav Chia Ish Kfar Akoy Amr Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Amr Rav Simloi Vamriloi Amr Rav Tan Chum Amr Rav Huna Vamriloi Amr Rav Huna L'Chadei. It was just Rav Huna without anybody else. Talmud Shenidol Kvoidoi. If a Talmud puts somebody into Chayrim because the person did not treat him with the proper respect, the loch is nidoy of nidoy. The loch is that the nidoy is a valid nidoy. As Rashi points out, here, as the Gemara is going to discuss, do we have to follow that nidoy or not? The reason the Gemara could have that question because the nidoy was instituted because of the covet of the Talmud. However, had the nidoy been instituted because of the covet of Hashem, then of course, everybody has to show respect to Hashem. And if somebody doesn't and he's put into Nidui, it makes no difference who is the person that put him to Nidui. The Nidui is an effective Nidui. Furthermore, we've already learned this din in a previous year that if somebody's put into Nidui, if the Talmud puts somebody into Nidui, the Nidui is a valid Nidui. Why did we have to learn the halacha again? So the Rishonim explained that when we learned this halacha previously, we had learned three halachas together. And we had learned that a Talmud that puts something into Nidui, the Nidui is a valid Nidui. We had learned that if a number of Talmid Chachamim had put somebody into Nidui, all of them have to nullify the Nidui for it to be nullified. And we also learned that the three that put him into Nidui are the only ones that are qualified to lift the Nidui. And when we learned that Gemara, we learned that that actually is not the way we paskin. And that other people, we had learned that if one of the people passed away, we had spoken that if you can't get the person who put the Nidui, somebody else could lift the Nidui. So because of that, we didn't paskin all the way like those three halachas that traveled together. Our Gemara had to teach us that still the halacha is that if Talmud puts somebody into Nidui, the Nidui is a valid Nidui. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Menuda L'Rav, if somebody was put into Cheirim by the Rebbe, Menuda L'Talmud, then the Talmud also has to treat that person as if he's in Nidui. However, Menuda L'Talmud, if the Talmud puts somebody into Cheirim, the Nidui does not affect the Rebbe. And Rishonim discuss here, who does the Nidui not affect? Some Rishonim say that it doesn't affect the Rebbe and anyone else who is greater than the Talmidim, but who is greater than this Talmud. But anyone who is equal in stature or less in stature than this Talmud has to, of course, keep the Nidui. What do we see? The Nidui is not affected on the Rebbe. For everyone else, the Nidui is a valid Nidui. And the Gemara says, Lamai, why would the Talmud have put this individual into Nidui? Even Milu Deshmaya, if he put him into Nidui, because the person was not acting with the proper respect, Ain chachvein tfun in a din of the Torah, so we know that halach is ain chachvein tfun vein etzlo negra Hashem. So of course that nidui should be relevant to everyone. Elalav, it must be referring to a case that he was put into nidui luchvoid atzmoi, and yet we're seeing that the nidui is a valid nidui. Amar Rav Yosef, tzava merabbanan, a talmud chacham, a young talmud chacham, of a din el nafshei could put somebody into a nidui when he sees the need for it, but also the psikolai, and something that is clear. There are a number of pshatim, and why does milsa the psikolai? That if Rashi learns that if somebody owes money to the Talmud Chacham, and the person refuses, and the person who owes him the money refuses to pay, the Talmud Chacham could put him into nidui. The Rebbeinu Chananel disagrees. Rebbeinu Chananel says if there's an issue about Dinei Mamonis, they should go to Din Torah. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Chananel says that when the Gemara says here that he could put him at the Chayim and Milsa the Psikolai, it's not referring to financials not referring to financial matters. Hahutzim Rabbanon, Davison Shemayu. There was a Talmud Chacham that there were bad rumors spreading about him. Most of the Rishonim said that are in agreement that the bad rumors that were spreading about this individual were all about his behavior, immoral behavior. Amri Yehuda Hechelevet, what exactly should we do? L'shamte, if we should put him at the Cherim, Tzrichele Rabbanon. The Rabbanon need this person, and therefore it's difficult to put him at the Cherim. So the Rishonim asked that we learned in our previous shiur that even if somebody is in Cherim, we could learn from him. So why is the fact that he's needed by the people a reason that we should not put him at the Cherim? And they give many terutzim. One terutz is, it's the Talmud, what we learned yesterday, that even when such a person is giving a shiur, his Talmidim and he have to distance themselves 4 amos from each other. And that's not the proper way how to sit by a shiur. Another pshat, that's the Ritva's teretz. The Vukei Yosef suggests there's a difference between shamta and nidui. Indeed, by a nidui, the halacha is that distance, learning from him is permitted as long as you distance yourself 4 amos. By a shamta, that is not adequate. You may not learn from him altogether, and that's why the Gemara says that this that he should, we need him, and he won't be able to give his shiur. Another pshat that the Rashi on the Yaakov says that Talmud Chacham should not learn from such a Rebbe. Other Rishonim say that even though we learned in our previous shiur that you're allowed to learn from such a Rebbe, this is not the Rebbe that one should choose to learn from. It's much preferable to learn from a Rebbe who's not in Cherim. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, if this person is in Cherim, he's not the individual that we should be learning from. And then another teretz that I saw the Rishonim suggest is that when did we learn that one may learn from such a Rebbe? That's only in a case where it's Gedolim, that are adults learning from such a Rebbe. So the adult has the ability to discern what you should learn from this Talmud Rebbe and what you shouldn't learn from this Rebbe. But when the Talmidim are Ketanim, are minors, they don't have that ability to be able to determine what should I be learning or not be learning from this Rebbe. And therefore, you should avoid having such a Rebbe for such the Talmidim. So back to the Gemara. What should we do? To put him into Cherim, as we just discussed, Tzrich L'Rabbanon. We need him to be a Maggid Shir. And as we just explained, he's not the proper Maggid Shir. Loy L'Shamte. No, put him into Cherim. Kamaskal Shemad Shemayim. There'll be a Chil Hashem. Because people will say, well, if he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, we would have put him at the Cherim. Only because he's a Talmud Chacham are we not doing so. Amalei, L'Rabba Barbachana, Midi Shmielach B'cho. Did you hear anything about such a situation? Amalei Hocham Rabbi Yochanan, Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says, Kisiv Sei Koyin Yishmu Das, V'tayra Yivak Shemipiu, Kemal Hashem Tzvokasu. If you have a Rebbe that is a tremendous Yerushamayim, Yivak Shetayim Epiv, he has to be like a Malach. Then you can learn Torah from him. Bimlav, but if the Rebbe doesn't have that quality, Ayivak Shetayim Epiv. And therefore, he's not the person that should be the Rebbe. It says the Gemara, Shamte Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda put him into Cherim. So, of course, the Mefarshim ask, the Gemara is saying that a Rebbe has to be like a Malach. How do we know that a Rebbe is like a Malach? So the Sefer Yismach Yisrael explains that a Malach, his entire essence is here to take care of other people. He only does the shlichus of Hashem, not for himself, he only does the shlichus of Hashem. A person whose entire goal in life is just to do the Ratzon Hashem is the person that you should choose for a Rebbe. But I saw a beautiful pshat. The difference between a malach and the Rebbe you should choose and someone else is that the Kedushas Levi, the Baditshva, explained that the pasuk said, the Rashi says regarding Korach, the yikach Korach, lokach mekach ro la'atzmai. And the question is, why does Rashi add the word mak lokach mekach ro la'atzmai. He says the difference between Kairach and other people who act the right way is that Kairach was la'atzmai. He only thought about himself. And a person who thinks about other people, that's the one that does the right thing. When we speak about Malachim, the thing to say about Malachim, if we could choose anything to say about Malachim, as we say every morning in davening, they are nice to each other. They forgive each other. A person who has that quality, that he could think about other people, that is the person that should be chosen to be your Rebbe. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that how do you know who's the Rebbe? We learned a Gemara, he says, at the beginning of Masechta Megillah, Daf Gimel. The Gemara beginning of Masechta Megillah, Daf Gimel, spoke about Yeshua's encounter with a Malach. And the Malach had a claim against the Yeshua. And Yeshua asked the Malach, why are you here? And the Malach says, Ate Bossi. My issue is Talmud Torah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a person whose entire life is devoted to Talmud Torah, that is the person that should be chosen as your Rebbe. Only such a person is able to be a Rebbe. Another pshat that I saw, how do we know that somebody is worthy of being a Rebbe? Malachim, human beings, unfortunately, we find sometimes don't get along. Malachim don't have all of these petty considerations. So somebody who is able to get along with everyone else, that's the sign that he is a Malach, that one should learn Torah from him. The Ksav Sefer asks a question. He says, we know that the sixth perek of Pirkei Avos starts Baruch Shebocha Behem Ubemishnosam. And the question is, how do we understand the words Baruch Shebocha Behem Ubemishnosam? It should have said Baruch Shebocha Bemishnosam. So he says, he quotes our Gemara that says, Merav Daim Lamalach Hashem Tzvokas Yivak Shetorim Epihu Memlav A Yivak Shetorim Epihu. He says, what's Pshat Yivak Shem Epihu? He says that the Gemara, a very famous Gemara, says that Rebbe Meir learned Torah from Acher. And the Gemara asks, how did he learn Torah from Acher? He says, he found the pomegranate. Pre-Ochel, he ate the fruit, Kliposa Zorak. So he explains that somebody who has a fruit that needs to be peeled, but that's the only fruit available, will eat the fruit that has to be peeled. But of course, if somebody has fruit that is already peeled, that's much better. He says, that's what the Tana says. Baruch Shebocha Behem Ubemishnosam. When you're learning from a Rebbe who's not of the proper stature, then there's no point of connecting to the Rebbe. You just have to learn what the Rebbe teaches. Like the fruit that needs to be peeled. It's not the best way of eating a fruit. But if you're worthy and you're lucky to find a Rebbe who is of a higher level, so it's not just that you should learn Torah from that person, but what you should have to do is Baruch Shebach Behem. You should try to connect yourself to that person. And if you connect yourself to that person, that's Bohem. That you were able, and that's the person who's a Malach. That's the person that you want to learn Torah from. The Satmar Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel has a different explanation. He says that a Malach is in the person who's always looking to do what's right. If you see that your Rebbe is such a person that always is looking for the truth, whatever he's doing, whether in his activities or whether in his learning, he's always looking for the emes. That's the quality of a Malach. And that's the person that you should learn from. But somebody who doesn't have that quality is not the individual you should learn from. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in English Moshe Yerodei Chel Beis Simen Kufches. Ramosha says that a person, even though he's a great Talmud Chacham, but if you see in his personal life, he doesn't behave and his activities are not consistent with halacha, that is a person that you should not learn Torah from. And Rebbe Pravatsky, in his Sefer Bat Kodesh, says there are two reasons why a Talmud should learn from a Rebbe. One is that you're supposed to learn from a Rebbe because that's the person who could teach you Torah. Another point, he says, is that when you learn from a Rebbe, a connection is created between a Talmud and a Rebbe. And that connection that created between a Talmud and a Rebbe is what our Gemara is teaching us. That even if you have a person who's a great Talmud Chacham, who can impart on you much Torah, but that doesn't change the reality that there's a connection, because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah in such a way that the Torah was taught from a Rebbe to a Talmud. And since the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to learn Torah is from a Rebbe to a Talmud, it's critical that the Rebbe have to be an individual who is worthy to be a Rebbe. L'sof Ichlus Rebbe Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda got sick. And the Sefer Chassidim has a tremendous discussion here. He says, Rebbe Yehuda got sick, and he would automatically start thinking that I must have gotten sick because I put this person into Chayrim whom I should not have put into Chayrim. And then he maybe will start regretting what he did. So he says it happens in life that happens, and something happens bad to a person after he did something, and he starts reconsidering, did I do the right thing or did I not do the right thing? And our Gemara is teaching us that a person should not take that approach, says the Sefer Chassidim. If you do what's right, you should stick to it, not start rethinking your actions. L'soif Echlesh Rabbi Yehuda, also Rabbanon L'shailoi. So the Rabbanon came to Mevaka Chaylim, V'asu Iyu Nami B'hadayu. And this person who he put into Chayrim also came along. Katchazei Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda saw that individual, Chayich, he smiled. Amalei Loi Mestayich D'shamte Loi Gavra. Is it not enough that you put me into Chayrim? You're laughing at me. I'm not chas v'shalom laughing at you. When I will go to the Olam Emes, he says, I'll be satisfied that I'll be able to say that even to an individual such as you, you're obviously a Talmud Chacham. And the Maril says that the lesson from here is that even though they had this bad relationship, the halach is that such an individual may come to Mevaka Chayla. I think the lesson is even deeper. As much as they had a poor relationship, what's right to do is right to do. And if the Rebbe gets sick, it's appropriate that the Talmud should come to Mevaka Chayla, even though their relationship is not great. Noch nafshi Rebbe Yehuda. And the Gemara says Rebbe Yehuda was nifter. Oslo bei Midrasha. And this Talmud came to the Beis Medrash, Amalu, and he said to the Chachamim, surely, please lift the Chayrim. Amalei Rabbanim, Gavra the Choshek of Yehuda, Lekahoch the Lishrilach. We don't have anybody equal in stature to Rabbi Yehuda that can lift the Chayrim. Elazil Lagab Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, go visit Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the Lishrilach. He will be able to lift your Chayrim. Ozil Kamehi went to Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei, Rav Ami, so Rabbi Yehuda Anasi told Rav Ami, Puk ayin bedinei. Go examine what should we do. Imi boi l'mishrelei. And if you see that it's appropriate that his chayrim should be lifted, sharlei, lift it. Ayin reb ami bedinei. So if Ami started to investigate, sova l'mishrelei. And he thought that it's appropriate that he should be put into chayrim. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni Aragel of Omer. Oma shivcha shel beis Rebbe. If the shivcha shel beis Rebbe, which we're going to speak, a chayim that she put in, lo nagu cham kilos rosh ben Nidoya, Chacham treated her nidui with great respect. For Shol Shonim, the person that she put into chayim was kept in chayim for 3 years. Yehuda Chavreinu, certainly a chayim that was put into place by Rabbi Yehuda, Alachas Kama V'Kama, we have to certainly treat it with great respect. Amr of Zera. So Rav Zera commented, Maida come on. What happened here? The also hidden lebei medrasha that all of a sudden Rav Shmuel Nachmani came to Beis Medrash. The kamishana loy also. He didn't come to the Beis Medrash all these years, and all of a sudden now he came. There are no coincidences. Shmamina, it must be shaloi mi bayla mishaloi that they're sending us a message from Shemayim that we should not lift the cherim. It says the Gemara indeed loy sharle they did not lift the cherim, and the Meretz Chayis says that Rav Shmuel Nachmani throughout Shas was known as an individual who was an expert in agadata, and all of a sudden, not only did he show up, but what he also showed up and said a hadvar halacha, which was uncommon for him to do. They said it must be a sign from Shemayim that his cherim should not be lifted. Nofek kibachi va'azol. So the Talmud left the Beis Medrash obviously very distraught. Us as a borah, a bee came, v'takei amsei, and bit him on his male organ, v'shachiv, and he passed away. Ayla Mars of the Chassidei, they wanted to bury him in the grave of Chassidim, says the Gemara, v'loi kiblua. And something came up, there was a snake, the Rishonim say, that blocked him from being able to enter it. Ayla Mars of Dayani, but they wanted to put him into the cave where Dayanim are buried, there, the kiblua, they accepted him. My Tama, what was the reason that they accepted him? David Kabaloi, the Tanya Baloi Omer, Imra Adam Shitzim Skabalov. If somebody sees that he's under the influence of the Yetzirah, he should go to a place where he's not known. He should put on black clothing. And of course, there's a very big Machloikus Rishonim. What exactly does this mean? Tosfos explains, Chas v'Shalom, that the Gemara means that because you do so, you're allowed to do Aveira. Tosfos says, what it means is that if somebody's going to act this way, it's going to prevent him from doing an Aveira. But this person, says Tosfos, that he obviously had this Nisayon, he had this test, and this was the way he was able to overcome the test. But he wasn't a Tzaddik Gomer. And since he wasn't a Tzaddik Gomer, he was not deserving to stay, to be buried in the Mara of the Chassidim. Says the Gemara, Shiv Shemesh Rebbe Mahi. What is the episode of the Shiv Shemesh Rebbe? I saw a beautiful pshat, and Yelech Lamakim, they should go, V'yel B'Shoyim V'yasate B'Shoyim, from the Yehudi HaKadosh. He says like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not test a person and does not give a person the shyness that are above his ability. So how did this happen? How does it happen that a person should end up with such a nisayon that it's difficult for him to withstand? So he explains that if a person tries to act in a way that's really above whom he is, so then he's given the shyness on the way as to a person who is really greater than he is. So if this person dresses like a great tzaddik and wants respect like a great tzaddik, so he gets nesyoinus like a great tzaddik, but he's really not able to withstand those nesyoinus. So tells us the Gemara, what you should do is yil v'shchayrim, v'yis'atev shchayrim, take a step down. Don't act as if you're such a great person. And if you don't act like you're such a great person, then you will be not getting the shyness of a great person, and you'll have the shyness that you're able to withstand. Says the Gemara, Shivcha Shabbos Rebbe Mayi. We just referenced that the Shivcha Shabbos Rebbe put somebody into Cherim. Ask them exactly what happened. Says the one, the Amsterdam based Rebbe, the maid in the home of Rebbe, Chazisa la Gavra Davamochi. He saw, Lebnai Godel, she saw an individual hitting his older son. Amr la Heva hu Gavra Bishamta. So she put him to Cherim. The Kaavar, Mishim la Evil Sita Michel. He violated the Issa of Evil Sita Michel because by hitting her son, the son may react in a strong fashion, curse the father, hit the father, which of course are very serious isur deraisa, the Tanya, and as the Braisa teaches us, Lifnaivil Sita Mikshol, the Makla Bnaigola Kosmadabur, the Pasuk saying that one may not hit his older son. So there's a very important point that the stipler makes based on this Gemara. He says, Lifnaivil Sita Mikshol is not only one is not only violating Lifnaivil Sita Mikshol when somebody causes that somebody else should do an Aveira. The Gemara doesn't say that the son reacted in a negative way. Gemara is saying that even if the son did not react in a negative way, but you created a situation that may happen, that's already considered that you violated Lifnaivil Sita Mikshol. The Ramah says that how old is our Gemara speaking about? The Gemara says, we're speaking about a boy who's 22, 24 years old. But I saw that Birka Yosef says that there's no age. He quotes a Ritva. He says there's no age attached to it. Every child, you have to know the nature of the child. And if there's a concern that this is the way the child is going to react, you have no right to create such a situation. Din Yaakov says that this halacha applies to girls as well. The reason the Gemara speaks about boys is because girls in those days typically got married earlier. And not only the girls typically got married earlier, says the Din Yaakov, girls' nature, just very much consistent with what we just said, girls' nature are softer. And even if someone treats them improperly, they don't react so strongly. And that's why the Gemara focused on boys. But of course, says the Din Yaakov, the same halach would apply by girls. Furthermore, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, the pasuk that teaches us how one has to treat his parents says, Ish imay v'aviv tiro. And the question is, why does the Torah say tiro, b'loshen rabim? It should say, Ish imay v'aviv, a person, Tira, has to fear his parents. Why does it say Tira'u, a Lashon Rabbim? Explains the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Because we're learning in our Gemara that not only is the child obligated to make sure that he treats his parents with respect, but Tira'u, he has to create an environment that the father, the parent, also has to create an environment that he will be respected. That's why it says Tira'u, that both the children and the parents have to create that type of an environment. Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish have a manta padesa. Rish Lakish was a god at a garden. Also, gavra v'koch l'teini. There was an individual that came that ate dates. Rama Beikola. And Rish Lakish raised his voice. Says, you're not allowed to eat these dates. They don't belong to you. And he ignored Rish Lakish. Amar l'heve ha'u gavra b'shamta. So he said that this individual should be an acherim. Amalei, so he said to Rish Lakish, Ad Rebbe, Levahu Gavra B'Shamta, you should be in Cherem. In Mamun Eschayafti Lecha, because he says, if I indeed owe you money, Nidim Eschayafti Lecha, what I did does not deserve that I should be put into Cherem. Oslo Be Medrashe, so they came to the Beis Medrash to ask, what is the Halacha? Amalei, and they responded, Shloi, that he put you into Cherem, Nidui. You had no right to put him to Cherem, and for putting him to Cherem, you deserve him to be Cherem. Shulcha ain't a nidui. So he asked, what could I do? So he said, Zil gabei de lishriloch. Go to him and ask him to lift the Cherem. Lo yudan alei. So he says, so Rish Lakish says, I don't know who he is. So they told him, Zil gabei de lishriloch. So go to the Nasi to lift your cherim. The Tanya, as the Bryce teaches us, Nidua, if somebody's put into cherim for any day in Nidua, and he doesn't know who was the one that put him into cherim, Yelech Eitzel Nasi V'yatalei Nidrei. The question is, what did he do wrong? The person indeed did something wrong by eating what he wasn't supposed to eat. So the Mishnah say he should have first taken him to Bezdin. Another, and not just immediately placed him into cherim. Another pshat is that we learned earlier that one is not placed into Cherem under normal circumstances till a Monday, Thursday, and Monday passed. And since he didn't give him the proper warning, he just immediately placed him to Cherem. That's why it was considered that he did the wrong thing. Amar Rav Huna, Usha Eskinu. We know that when the Sanhedrin was exiled to Usha, there were a number of rules that they made. And says the Gemara, one of the rules that they proposed was Av Bezdin Shetzarach. If the Av Bezdin did an Aveira, so we don't put him to Cherim. El Oimrim, where we tell him, Hachbeid Veshav Beisecha. In the cause of a sarach, but if he continues, then menad noisav neichil Hashem. So says the Yavetz. This is only in a situation where we don't know he did tshuva. Under normal circumstances, if we see a person a talmid chacham shavah aveira, we can be certain that he did tshuva. Chachbeid b'tshav beisecha means stay home and don't come to shul, because if you're going to come to the out in public, people are going to have to distance themselves from you, and that will be a lack of covet. Hachbed is another, means like you have a headache. Stay at home as if you're not feeling well, and that will avoid any problem. But, says the Ran, as the Gemara says, if he does the same Aveira a second time, when somebody is acting in the wrong way, so we can't show cover to him, and at that point we put him at the chaim again. Or pligid Rish Lakish, what we said just now, that if he does the Aveira again, we put him to chaim, disagrees with what Rish Lakish taught us. Dom Rish Lakish, Tam Chachim Shesorach, Ein Menadin Sabe Faresia. We never publicly put a Tam Chachim at the chaim. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Hoshea, V'chashalta Hayoim, V'chashal Kam Hanavi, Imach, Laila, says the Gemara, what the Pasuk is teaching us is, Kisok Laila. Don't publicize when a Talmud Chacham does an Aveira. Mazutra Chasida, says the Gemara, Ki Mechayvim Rabbanan Tzumer Rabbanan Shamta. One of the Talmid Chachamim was supposed to be put into Cherim, Bereshim Shamat Nafshei. First, he would put himself into Cherim, V'hadim Shamat of the day. And then he would put the Talmud Chacham at the Cherim. And when he would come home, Sharlei L'Nafshei, he would lift his own Cherim, V'hadu Sharlei L'Day, and then he would lift the Cherim of the person he put into Cherim. Amar Avgidla Marav, Talmud Chacham, Menad Alatzmai, a person, Talmud Chacham, could put himself into Cherim, and Meifel Atzmai, and lift the own Cherim. Why did he do this? So Rashi says, because he wanted to show cover to Talmud Chacham, that even though he felt it's necessary to put this Talmud Chacham to Cherim, he wanted to show it's not something I do easily. And that's why he put himself in the Cherim first. Taisus, similar line, says that he was in pain. It distressed him that he had to do this. Another pshat is that he wanted to remember to lift this person's Cherim. How will he remember to lift the Cherim? If he himself is a Cherim, he'll of course remember to lift his own Cherim. And by lifting his own Cherim, then he'll lift that person's Cherim. And another pshat I saw with Shoinim is that he realized, as we learned, putting a person into Cherim is not something that should be taken lightly. And by particularly if you're putting a Talmud Chacham into Cherim. And that's why he felt that he deserved punishment. Why did he lift his own Cherim first, asked Taisus? So Taisus says there's a rule that always Yovah Zakai V'chapel Chayiv. A person should first be innocent then lift somebody else's Cherim. And that's why he lifted his own Cherim first. Of course, is this true that a person could just put himself in the Cherim and lift the Cherim? So the Rajba says that it's only in the case like our Gemara, where he really did deserve Cherim. He only put himself in Cherim for the various reasons that we just explained. So that type of Cherim is a Cherim that you could put yourself into and lift for yourself. But a person who's truly deserving of Cherim, says the Ran, even if he's a Talmud Chacham, this is not permissible. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam holds that a Talmud Chacham always has the ability to lift his own Cherim. Amar Papa, Tasily, I deserve credit. The Lo Shemisi Tzavur Rabbanon. I never put a Talmud Chacham at the Cherim. Me'olam. Eloki Kom Chayiv Tzuvah Rabbanon Shamta. If there is a Talmud Chacham that deserves to be put into Cherim, Hechi Ovid, what did he do? Says the Gemara, Ki Hadman Rava, Mimnu An Negidah Tzuvah Rabbanon. They would agree to give Talmud Chacham Malkus if it was necessary, Vlamimda or Shamta, but they would never put him at the Cherem. Ask the Gemara, my Shamta, we've been using the word Shamta to speak about a Cherem. What does the word Shamta mean? Amar Rav, Sham Misa. It's a type of death. V'shmul Amar, Shmama Yiyah. It means emptiness. Umahanyabe, and the Shamta is effective just like when you smear oil on an oven and it absorbs that and the bliya stays there forever. So too, if a person is put into Cherem, it has an effect forever. Just like the Cherem enters the 248 organs of a person, kach kishyotza, when it's lifted, yotza, saying above shmein avarim, it leaves all 248 organs. How do we know this? Says Rish Lakish. Shinchnechnes the ksiv. The pasuk says ve'isa er cherim. Shua said, we learned this previously, that Yericho, which was the first city that he captured, nobody should take anything from it. And he said the city should be Cherem. And Cherem is Gematria, Masayim V'Abon Mishman Hava. Cherem is Gematria 248. Kshyotzah, and when it leaves the person, it leaves all 248 organs. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Beroigiz Rachem. The Midas Rachmanis is what takes out the Cherem. And Rachem is Gematria is Gematria 248. From here we see that the power of a Cherem is to take out, is to completely leave the person. Amar Rav Yosef, Shadi Shemta Gunva the Kalba, put the Cherem on the tail of a dog via the Da Avda, and the Cherem does what it has to do. Says the Gemara, the Hu Kalba Dava Acham Sani the Rabbanan. There was this dog that would eat the shoes of the Talmid Chachamim, Yadimanu, and they don't, and the Talmid Chachamim did not know who was eating the shoes, the Shamtalei. So they said that whoever is eating the shoe of the Talmid Chachamim should be in Cherem. Itle Nurba Ganam say, his tail was put, got on fire, Vachla say, and it consumed him. Hahu Alma, there was an individual who was very tough, that was bullying a Talmud Chacham. Osla Kameid Rabbi Yosef. So that Talmud Chacham came to Rabbi Yosef. Amalei, and Rabbi Yosef told him, Zil Shamtei, put him into Cherem. Amalei, Mr. Finamene, I am frightened from him. He's a strong individual. Amalei, Shkol Psiselei, take a piece of paper and write on it that he's in Cherem. So he said, Koshkein, the Mr. Femine. If I'm going to write it, I have more to fear because it's public. Amalei, Shachlei, take that piece of paper, V'achsei Bekada, and put it into an earthenware pitcher, V'achsei Bekivri, and put that earthenware pitcher in the cemetery, V'kribe, and then blow Alfa Shapure, 1,000 tekias every day, Babam Yoimen, for 40 consecutive days. Ozel Ovid Hachi. So says the Gemara, it's exactly what he did. Pakakada, and that earthenware pitcher broke, and Miss Alma, and that person passed away. Mai Shapure, why do we blow a shofar when we put somebody into Cherem? Says the Gemara, Shenefram Imenu, because we're taking retribution. Peron, we're paying him for what he did. Mai Tavra, when they blow the shofar, they blew Shvorim. Not Kiyas, says the Gemara, why do they blow Shvarim when they put a person to Cherem? Or Rabbi Yitzchak Brei of Yehuda, Shatavri Batei Ribi. The Cherem has the ability to break the houses of those that are strong, that are arrogant. The Tanya, Aram Shimon Gamliel, Kamakam Shinos Nochacham, my name, wherever Chazal decided that a person deserves to be punished, I misai Ani. That's what happens, because we know our Ani Choshev Kameis. Says the Gemara, these are individuals we learned in our Mishnah back on Daf Yud Gimel who are allowed to cut their hair on Chol HaMoed. Ask the Gemara, What was the circumstance of these individuals? Is it shloi ha'olam p'nai, that they did not have the opportunity to cut the hair before Chol HaMoed, and that's why we allow them to take a haircut, shave on Chol HaMoed? Adilma shloi p'nai. Even if they had the opportunity to take a haircut before Chol HaMoed, we allow them to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Amalei Tanina. So he says, we learned a brisa that says, "Kol elish amar matarim legalak moed." Everybody who our Mishnah allowed to take a haircut, shave a chol moed, is shloya lampnai, that they did not have the opportunity before yontif. Aval hayu lampnai, if they could have taken the haircut before yontif, but asurim, they may not take a haircut on yontif because why didn't you take the haircut before yontif? However, says the Braisa, Nazim Mitzayra, Api Shahayulam Pnai, even though they had the opportunity to take a haircut before Yontif, Mitarim, they may take a haircut on Yontif, Shloyashu Kabbinaseim. We don't want that they should lay the delay bringing the Kabbonis. Because Aloch is that when they finish bringing the Kabbonis, even though, as the Rishonim point out, that they don't have to bring the Kabbonis immediately. The halacha is that preferably they should bring the Kabbonis immediately, and they normally don't bring the Kabbonis until they take the haircut or shave, and that's why we allow them to do so on Chol HaMoed, even if they could have done it before Yontif. Tana, a kohen v'avol, the Braisa teaches us that a kohen and an avol b'torim b'giluach are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The halacha of an avol, and we know, is that while he has the shiva, he can't take a haircut. He said shiva, and then he has the shloshim. Ask the Gemara, hi oval hechidami. Exactly, who is the oval that we are discussing? Ilei v'shachal shmini shloi b'erev haregel, that erev yontif already was the eighth day of his avelis. So such an individual, says the Gemara, iboilei legeluchei b'erev regel, he should have taken a haircut in erev yontif. Because we know that Yontif lifts the Shiva and lifts the Shloshim. So if this person completed his Shiva before Yontif, and Erev Yontif is already the eighth day, that means he's already now in the Shloshim. So Yontif lifts the Shloshim. And if Yontif lifts the Shloshim, so he could take a haircut before Yontif. Ella, Shechash Shmini Shloi Lius B'Shabbos, Erev Regel. That Erev Yontif was the eighth day was Shabbos. Shabbos was Erev Yontif. Says the Gemara, he still should have been able to take a haircut on Friday. Abishol teaches us that we know that if Rechman Atzlan Layaleinu V'lo Yaleichem, somebody is sitting Shiva, he gets up in the morning of the seventh day. The reason he gets up on the morning on the seventh day is Mixus Hayoyim Kikuloi. So according to Abishol, if Erev Yontif is the seventh day, when he gets up in the morning, his Shiva is over. That means the Shloshim begins immediately. And now Yontif is coming, and Yontif lifts the Shloshim. So he should have taken the haircut Erev Yontif. Why do we allow him? Why do we allow such an individual to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed? Says the Gemara, that if the eighth day is on Shabbos, Erev Regel, Shemutah Lagalech B'Erev Shabbos. Which means as follows. Even though the Chachamim do not agree with Abishol, and they do not agree to the concept that since the seventh day we say Mixus Yom Kikuloi, the Shiva and the Shloshim are all on the seventh day, if the eighth day is Shabbos, and that is Shabbos Erev Yontif, so that's only the day that the Shloshim is lifted. They do explain the Rishonim somewhat agree to the concept of Mixus Yom Kikuloi. And since they somewhat agree to the concept of Mixus Yom Kikuloi, that's why they could take the haircut. Even they would agree you could take the haircut on Friday. So what's the case of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Lo'tzricha, our Mishnah is speaking about a case that Shechal, Shvi Shaloi, the Braisa is speaking about a case, Shechal Shvi Shaloi Lius B'Shabbos, that Shvi was on Shabbos. So certainly such an individual, according to the Chachamim, cannot take a haircut before Yontif, and therefore he'll be allowed to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara explains it. Tana Bro Sovolo, the Tana of the Brice is of the opinion, Kabashol. Don't mix us Yom Kikuloi. Vyom Shvi, Oilel Kan El Kan. The seventh day of the Avelis is the last day of the Shiva and also the first day of the Shloshim, which Yontif could lift. Vekivin, the Shabbos Ava. But if the seventh day is on Shabbos, Onesu, he was not able to take a haircut beforehand. And therefore, we allow him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And Tana de Don, the Tana of Amish, the Savilok Rabbanan. Dama lo yamrina mixes Yom Kikulai. Akata lo shama veils to Shiva. So if Erev Yontif was the seventh day, so the Shiva, only thing that Yontif has the ability to lift is the Shiva. But he still has Shloshim to come. And since he has the Shloshim, so he's not allowed to take a haircut during the Shloshim. We also learned in the Braisa that a Kohen could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Ask the Gemara, Hai Kohen Hechidami. Exactly what is the situation of the Kohen? Ilayim the Shalom Mishmat Be'er Regel. The Loch is that a Kohen is not supposed to take a haircut while he's in service. The reason he's not allowed to take a haircut while he's in service is because he should have taken, as we learned in Masechet Tainus, the haircut before he came. So if his Mishmer ended in Erev Yontif, he should have taken a haircut already on Erev Yontif. Says the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, Tishal Mishmat Beregel. His Mishmer ended during Yontif. Tani Don Sover, Kivin the Tanan, since we learned in the Mishnah in Masech the Sukkah, the Shloshah Prak Mishana, three times a year, we don't have the Mishmer system in place. Rather, Kala Mishmer Shavis B'muri Regolim, all the Mishmaris are equal in Kabanis Mechilik Lechem Aponim. Kamandalai Shmar Mishmat Beregel Dami. It's an individual who did not finish his Mishmar. And therefore, he can't take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. With Tana Brosova, Avgav the Shaykh Behanach Mishmaris, even though he does the avoid on Yontif, because all the Kahanim did the avoid on Yontif, Mishmatim Yishlimalei. And as I saw, Rabbi Provasky explains this Gemara. He explains that the Gemara's question is, how do we look at the fact that all Kahanim did the avoid during Yontif? Do we look at it as if Yontif is the Mishmer of all Kahanim? Or, of course, the Yontif is not the Mishmer of all Kahanim? But rather, the way to understand it is that there are no Mishmeres on Yontif. If there are no Mishmeres on Yontif, so then he could have taken a haircut before Yontif. If there are Mishmeres, and this is his Mishmer, then he could have taken the haircut, he couldn't have taken the haircut earlier. But as to Rishash, the halacha we learned in Masech the Tainus, is even though an individual cannot take a haircut while he's in service, he could take a haircut of Thursday or Friday, L'kavod Shabbos. So why are we saying that just because it's his Mishmer, he can't take a haircut? So Rishash answers, when our Mishnah speaks about people who could take a haircut of Chol HaMoed, it speaks about people who could take a haircut any day of Chol HaMoed. He's limited in which days he can take a haircut, and therefore he's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, Kaleilu Shamar Shematayim L'galach M'moed, all of the individuals who he said could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, b'tarim l'galech b'mei evlon. They could also take a haircut if they are availing. Ask the Gemara of Tanya, haven't we learned in a Braisa, a Surim, that even though they could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, they can't take a haircut on while they're availing? Amrav Chizda, Amrav Shela, ki Tanya hacha b'tarim, b'shtokfe avelov. Not just that he's an avel, but one avelis came right after the other avelis. Ask the Gemara, if we're speaking about an individual, why are we limited to the people that were mentioned in our Mishnah? Somebody came from overseas or somebody who was released from prison. Anyone who's in a category of Tokfa Avelov, we're lenient with. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Tokfa Avelov Zach Azeh, if somebody is experiencing one Avelis after another Avelis, Hich Betzaroi, if his hair gets long, Mekel Betar, he could cut it with a razor. Or Mechabes Ksus B'mayim, and he could wash his clothing in water. Ha'et Malah, answers the Gemara, Amr of Chizda, Loi Betar, he could only use a razor, for Loi Mesperayim, and not scissors. B'mayim, he could only use water, for Loi Benesser, v'loy b'oil, not with any detergent. But here, we're going to be, that's why we can't be that lenient with takfa ve'lov, but b'chol ha'moed will be lenient. Amar Rav Chisda, Zoyis Ameris, from here we see that somebody who's takfa ve'lov also could wash. From here we learn that Aval also betakbaisus, that only takfa ve'lov will allow him to wash his clothing with water. Anybody else would not, any other Aval would not be allowed to wash his clothing even in water alone without detergent.